Now Neil was an average kid, the same as all the rest. The only child of two good parents, recent immigrants. Neil was pretty popular, easygoing, lots of friends. But there was one thing in Neil's life that caused him stress. His mom's was always trying to get him to kick it with this pest. Now unfortunately, I can't tell you the story of how he met her, cause this has been going on longer than Neil can even remember. See, the sad fact for Neil was that his moms had made a pact with this girl's folks to look out for her and help her to adapt. His moms had known her relatives from back in the motherland, so she wanted Neil to include her and stuff.
But Neil had other plans.
See, Neil was embarrassed of her, cause none of his friends liked her. And every time he'd have him over, his moms would invite her, so he would hide her. Never even tried to introduce her. He'd even laugh sometimes when kids verbally abused her. They called her a loser, made fun of her clothes and accent, cause honestly, they weren't really as common back. But she didn't cry,
nope, never.
She was a fighter. She knew exactly who she was, like it was tattooed inside her. And secretly, that was dope to Neil. He actually kind of admired it, but he would never admit it, worried his moms would get excited. It really annoyed Neil, cause he felt like since he was young, she was a part of every sentence that came off his mother's tongue. And that bothered Neil. All he wanted to do was be a kid and get dirty playing sports, cause that's what boys did. He didn't want to deal with the grief that this past always gave him, but in the end he had to get to know her.
What are you gonna do?
His mom's made him.
Loving you, baby, is a natural thing. That's right. Life is crazy, it's such a vibe. Loving you, baby, is a natural thing. That's right. Loving you, baby, makes everything alright.
To the store.
Ninth grade.
Things are finally cool. Neil sorta lost touch with her cause she didn't go to his high school, which was all good with Neil cause he had really had enough. He was happy not to have to see her and deal with her so much. They couldn't be more different, they were almost two extremes. They would only see each other now at family parties and things. And they were civil to each other during Thanksgiving and Christmas. They respected one another, but still they kept their distance. And really it was good for both of them to be apart. They had very different interests and needed to pursue us in their heart. Neil was getting into hip hop and even starting to flow. You could find her in the front row at the Grateful Dead show. Neil's life consisted of trying to meet girls and make vars, while she was preoccupied with more traditional
she
thoughts.
Was into her religion and was trained in the fancy arts, so she would always take part in shows where she could sing and dance a lot.
Even though Neil was invited to her shows, he never came.
And it's a shame.
If he had seen her perform back then, things may have changed. Instead, he just went on about his life, partying with his friends, writing rhymes, playing ball, and waiting for high school to end. See, Neil's dream had been to go off to college and live in a dorm, so he could be reborn and start a whole new life off on his own. But like a wise man once said,
yo,
chap, beware what you wish for, kid, you might get. Second week of college, Neil was settled into his place, just another new face, getting used to the new pace. He wanted to check out all of the fraternities and clubs. Took a stroll onto the campus and guess who he saw?
No
loving
way.
You, baby, is a
natural
thing. I'm sorry. Life is crazy, it's such a vibe. Loving you, baby, is a natural thing. I'm sorry. Loving you, baby, means everything alright.
Fast forward, sophomore year, Neil's hanging out with some friends. Coincidentally, they happen to know her too, so they meet again. Now normally Neil would avoid her, but for some reason right then, something told him to look inside himself, and so he looked in. And when he did, that something told him that the time was at hand, and the opportunity was golden to start being a man. Then it asked,
more, Neil, this girl's a huge part of your past. You really want to let the chance get to know her again pass?
Well, Neil was enticed and decided to take something's advice to start to get to know her and accept her back in his life. So like, boom, all of a sudden you see him kicking it with her more. It's not like they would tell you, but it was better than before. Now, as time passed, the more that they crossed paths, the more Neil grasped how wrong he was in the past. Went to a culture show and didn't know how to react. When he looked in the program, she was in almost every act. For 3 hours he sat, just staring at her in awe, and dropping his jaw like he was in shock from absorbing it all. And that was the start of the fall of Neil's emotional wall.
He fell in love with her that day from everything that he saw.
Loving you, baby, is a natural thing. That's right. Life is crazy, it's such a fight. Loving you, baby, is a natural thing, yeah. Loving you, baby, is a natural thing, yeah. Loving you, baby, loving you, baby, loving you, I'm loving you, baby, is a natural thing, is not enough day.
He will appreciate and he will realize how beautiful our culture is.